Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Extemba 360.
I am Turok!
What's up, gamers?
Woo!
And Jackson, just quickly, do you want to make an Xbox 360 noise?
Boing!
And welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. This month is obviously. Xtember 360.
Duh ahead.
Big time duh. If you didn't know that, have you been paying attention?
Do like, you live in a rock?
like that television show.
Yeah, have you been paying attention?
We haven't been invited on.
Are you being paying attention?
Which is quite rude, frankly.
That is rude.
We're the biggest celebrities Australia's got.
I think
definitely
the
biggest
the
gamers.
Yeah, yes.
And speaking of big celebrities,
mm-hmm.
We got some big guests today.
Oh, baby.
With not just one.
Yeah.
But two.
Hubba hubba.
So introducing, starting from my left... It's Jackson looked right.
I got confused.
It is our very, very good friend, Alexi Toliopoulos.
My pleasure to be here. And gamers, I come in peace. I also love gaming and I love to talk about games, including especially games from the Xbox 360, a console from my youth.
Yeah, and we came all the way up to Sydney to... track down the biggest Xbox 360 mm-hmm. gamer mm-hmm. of all
that's
from
true.
His youth, Alexi Toliopoulos, yeah, who is yes. joining us today.
I love the 360. I love the 360 Slim.
Whoa!
I love being able to remove and exchange faceplates at my every
oh,
whim.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's... depending on your personality on that day.
Yeah, I love it. They reflect who I am. Yeah. I put one that looks like a wood panel. Put one
oh,
that is
rustic.
Regular classic creme colored Xbox.
Oh, nice, that's nice, beautiful. Nice, nice, and nice. Speaking of beautiful, to my right.
Yeah.
And you looked down that time.
Yeah.
We have friend of the show and frequent guest this Xtember 360, yeah. Adam Carnevale.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I come in hostile.
Oh, no.
I'm here to attack gamers. I got...
He's a griefer.
He's griefing. He's griefing the cast.
I got a Mountain Dew themed Halo plate on my Xbox.
Oh, the classic.
And I'm letting you know, you will have to ban me if you yeah. want to stop
get,
me.
Get out the ban hammer, as they say.
Friendly fire is switched on in this week's episode.
I would say as well, speaking of Mountain Dew and Xbox, the original Xbox, that green and black color combo,
yeah.
very evocative, same aesthetic as Mountain Dew's.
That's
that
true.
Is true. Is that
very,
is true.
Very true.
Did you ever try the Mountain Dew Doritos?
Oh,
they were yes. awesome, dude. They
I
were
did.
Awesome.
That was recent. That
it was
too
really
recent.
Good.
Can I ask you, did you ever try the Doritos Mountain Dew?
Actually, no, I didn't try them because there was a Mountain Dew that was Doritos flavored.
Wait, was there?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And there was a Doritos flavored.
Yeah, they had matching. They had Doritos flavored Mountain Dew and Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
Wow, what is this? The Jeff Goldblum movie, The Fly, where there were two people transporting at different points in time? What the heck?
I'll just take my Mountain Dew and Doritos into the lounge room. Oh, I can't be bothered walking it. I'll teleport it. Oh, no!
Oh,
wait
no.
a second.
My Doritos is Mountain Dew, my Mountain Dew is Doritos.
And listeners may have missed this, but I pulled such a face when you asked that and didn't make any noise, so I'll try and indicate my reaction to the Doritos flavored Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Huh?
What a confusion and fear.
Yeah. And Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we talking about today?
This is also the podcast where I don't think we even got to that.
No, we did that.
Did
I did
we?
That
well,
first.
I clearly, I'm not paying attention. Hey, yeah. Today we're talking about Motocross Madness for the Xbox 360.
Yep.
And other games.
We'll be right back.
I believe this is an Xbox arcade game.
Yeah, here's the thing. Yeah. Here's what you got to understand. Okay, from sun up to sundown in this Airbnb, we are playing Just Cause 2.
Yeah.
You cannot, right now as we speak, friend of the show, Fart Ghost Extraordinaire, Hayden Bleachmore, is playing Cause 2.
I'm playing. I'm the only one that can't see it. So at the moment, I'm living in a Just Cause free world.
Whoa.
So in an effort to play something different, I was like, what else is there that's quick? Because I don't want to jump into a game with a long intro.
Yeah.
We don't have the time. I need to get back to Just Cause 2.
We do have a lot of time. And the Xbox has roughly 30 games on it.
But we picked our game.
It's funny. We have so many games here. We have yet, only been playing.
And yet. So I picked, because I thought it would be quick.
I've played a lot of different games, and every time I put down the controller, whilst that game is paused, I come back and Just Cause 2 is playing again. Like, how'd this happen?
I don't know, dude. It's a very good game. So
it's worth noting that Hayden is currently spending all of our hard-earned money on a plane he's about to crash.
Yeah, Hayden has never
successfully... All of our hard-earned money, or all of everyone but his hard-earned money?
Yeah, that'd be it.
So, Motocross Madness. I thought this would just be like a silly little motorbike game. You know, which it kind of was.
Yeah. One of the great genres, silly little motorbike games.
One of, you know, like MTV versus BMX or whatever, the classics.
Wait, there was a game you could do motorbikes versus BMX?
Yeah.
And was it a race? Because I think that's unfair.
The best part about those games is that if you moved beyond the map, it would spring you into the air back into the course. It was awesome.
And just really real quick, sorry to disrupt one more time, but just to fill everyone in, Adam started laughing there and it was like, oh, that was a random laugh, no one said anything funny. It's because I then turned and saw that Hayden was chasing after his plane because he'd bought it on a hill and it spawned on a hill.
Just slightly faster than him. And I don't know why he didn't use the grappling hook.
Which is the main key feature of Just Cause 2.
Come on.
I heard Adam laugh, looked over, and then just saw Hayden just sprinting after this plane.
It's so good. Anyway. So Motocross Madness is an arcade game. It feels like it was bundled with the Xbox 360. It has those vibes. I don't know if it was.
I don't think it was. I believe I got it through the Games with Gold program.
And I believe the games that were bundled with the Xbox 360 were Perfect Dark Zero, Cameo.
That's right, Cameo.
Cameo, and I think those were the only two release titles.
Well, I mean, I know we're discussing this and saying that those are the only two, but if you look over next to the Xbox 360 we've got set up, and people may have seen on the Thumb Cramps Instagram page a photo of this box.
That's true.
The Xbox I have was bundled with two different games.
What games?
Wow, were they later era? Because they were one later era. You have on there that I remember for a fact was bundled later era Xbox 360.
And what game was that?
The game was Crackdown.
Oh!
That was a bundle game.
No, this was not part of my bundle. My bundle was Halo 4.
Oh, wow.
And Tomb Raider.
Halo 4? Tomb Raider? That was a late purchase.
Yeah.
Halo 4's.
Yeah.
Is Tomb Raider
good?
On Xbox 360? Awesome. I didn't know that.
It's great to the new one.
That's probably when I gave up gaming. Because I'll tell you this. Halo, very key to my identity growing up. I played Halo 4 maybe under 40 minutes, I reckon.
4 was phenomenally bad. I suck out with it, and I'm sad I did. I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But I was very similar. Halo was foundational to my experience.
When they finished
up
the fight in Halo 3, you should have finished the gaming experience.
They should have said, prequels and spin-offs only, excuse me. Halo Reach, that's what I'll play as.
This Xbox also does have Halo Reach on it, a game we have not opened.
We've not touched once. On.
It's good.
Well, you've not played Just Cause 2. Okay, Alexa, so you don't really...
Sorry. I did play Just Cause 1, but I didn't play 2.
So, Motocross Madness.
Yep.
It's a...
game that sucks.
It's awful.
Yeah.
it's really bad. It feels bad to play. It feels sloppy.
It looks like it was bundled with the Wii because all the characters look like memes.
Wow.
Because the characters are your Xbox 360 avatar. Yeah. Thing they used to do.
The superior character to the meme.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, how are they going?
Do you remember the Xbox 360 like social...
Yes.
Sort of game you could play where you tooled around an apartment as your avatar and you could go meet people in a square.
I never did that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got on it once and then was like,
I was
this
too
sucks.
Afraid of being abducted by a pedophile on there, so I never did it.
I remember buying shit for my Xbox avatar.
That's bleak.
That's awesome. Yeah, what did you buy?
It was clothing. I can't remember exactly what.
Is it Halo themed?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Halo themed. No, okay. I'm imagining it was probably a suit.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Big Barney Stinson guy.
Yeah. Suit up. Yeah. It would have been very upsettingly true. Yeah.
Legend. Wait for it. Dairy. Hey.
Yay. Hey. Now we're cooking.
Yeah. Upsetting.
Is that the first How I Met Your Mother reference that's ever happened on any of our podcasts? I think we made history just then.
You just. It's a show that simply has stood the test of time.
It's awesome.
Hasn't aged a day.
Not even a tiny bit, dude.
It's just as good now as it was then.
How I Met Your Mother almost, well, if things went slightly differently, we wouldn't have got the Barbie movie.
Whoa.
That's a little bit of information
really?
For the
Greta
listeners.
Greta Gerwig was going to do a spin-off show, How I Met Your Father.
Yeah,
I
which
see.
Ended up being made, but years later, starring Hilary Duff.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, a pilot was filmed with Greta Gerwig.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, and that would have derailed cinema pretty substantially, so I'm glad that didn't get off the ground. I love her as an actress, and there is many of her roles would never have happened if...
Yeah,
was it if because if How I Met Your Father took off,
we'd have no Arthur remake with Russell Brand.
No,
we don't have no Greenberg. My God, what a horrible world!
I think Alexi, you'll find that this reboot, the spin-off may have happened after those films. We wouldn't have got things like Little Women or Lady Bird, which she did direct. She isn't the actor.
She's
in that.
Not even in them for 1 second.
We may not have got Mistress America, which is a
good
great
movie.
Film.
Okay.
Good movie.
Ha!
Yeah, I think it was directly after Francis.
They were like, Francis, we got to turn this into a show, huh?
What a star.
Motocross Madness, you ride a motorbike around a track.
Yeah, sick.
Everything's really muddy looking.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, is it mud's track? Because they love to put bikes on mud.
It is mud track. It is mud track. But also,
do you get power-ups like in Mario?
No.
It looks like you should.
You get coins, which I assume you can spend on new kinds of bikes.
Yeah.
And
they should do that in real life.
Just put coins on the road.
They just put coins on the road. They can get and it makes you more powerful.
If they stop
the
and pick up the coins,
you go a little faster. Yeah, you spin out. You got to drop some of the coins.
Throw them out of your pocket.
God damn it.
There's power ups and there are boosts you can collect.
Right.
And you
is
also
this in the regular motocross or the game?
I don't know about if there are boosts in regular motocross. There should be.
Right.
It's more interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got confused.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Reality and video games often come very close to being the same, especially here on Thumb Cramps.
That's true. We live in video games.
Yeah, that's what makes us such good gamers.
We live and breathe video games.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the claim. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you disagree. I don't think I'm wrong because it's true to me. But the Xbox 360 is the most immersive of game console that there is.
Absolutely, 100%.
I spent hours on that home screen.
Yeah.
Just tooling around. Enjoying it all around, wandering and stuff.
Letting it just kind of perfuse. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know that home screen better than I know any loved one.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Xbox 360 is probably the console that I first played where I was like, wow, gaming has changed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Things are different now.
Yeah.
Games are real life.
I think I had that experience playing... What was that game series? It was a racing series, but it was like crazy hardcore racing. And it was
Burnout?
No.
Forza?
No. It was like
Gran Turismo?
No.
Need
shut
for
up.
Speed?
No.
Driver.
Did
shut
you,
up.
In the game, did you go from gamer to racer?
No, you didn't. You stayed. You were racer from the start.
Crash Team Racing?
No, it was like you could be on motorbikes or ATVs or in cars or whatever. It had like maybe destructible.
Grand Theft Auto? You can use different vehicles?
Just Cause 2?
No. I don't know if it was Just Cause 2. Anyway, it was like,
talk us through the game.
So
you can pick whatever vehicle.
This is what I remember.
Do you play as a human?
You play as a human man.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, you're your car.
Yeah,
okay.
You play as a car.
Pixar cars?
Yeah, that was an Xbox game.
Pixar planes.
No, you are a car
planes
or a motorbike.
Planes wasn't made by Pixar, sorry. Wrong. It was directed DVD.
Yeah.
But it's spin-off in the same universe.
Wrong.
No, it wasn't developed by Pixar, though. It's a Disney film made by the same company that made the direct-to-DVD sequels.
Pixar is Disney. Wrong. Okay.
CinemaSin. Actually, even though they're owned by the same company, Jackson, Justin just almost broke the chair. It made a loud clicking noise.
Everything's fine.
Was it Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts? Oh, you could make the vehicle you
that's
want?
A real Xbox 360 game, though. No, it was, like, as in it's very Xbox 360. I'm not just confirming its existence. No, so it was like...
Oh, no, I know this game. Halo.
No. So...
The mongoose, the warthog.
Yeah, gun goose. Gun goose.
It was banshee.
It was like set up like
ghost.
It was set up like a big.
Let us know if we're getting closer.
Red Bull motocross sporting racing extreme event. And it was in like a bunch of varied environments.
Is it just motorcycles and ATVs?
No, motorcycles, ATVs, cars, many different kinds of cars. And
Ferrari, Lamborghini.
And it was like kind of off-road.
Off-road?
And it was
dirt? It's called like ATV versus
No, it wasn't
off-road.
That, I don't think.
A big BMX, open world map?
XXX?
No.
That game's awesome.
No, that game is awesome. No, and
was it an open world map?
Possibly, yes.
An open dirt. World map?
I don't think it was dirt.
This game not only sounds made up, but and doesn't sound like it could feasibly be a game.
And the third one in the series was whatever the name was, Apocalypse.
Oh, that is ATV.
Is it?
I think.
Wow.
There you go. Well, it is real. So we go. You got to give me some props for that. Okay.
I'm giving you some props.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Props have been handed over.
Yeah, that's good. I feel good about that.
Wow, ATV Apocalypse.
I think.
It was something. Anyway, that was the first game I played on the Xbox 360 in a video game store where I was like, whoa, gaming's crazy now.
I miss when they had video game consoles and they were in stores and they had a setup with a TV where you had to crank your neck like 95 degrees to look at it.
Yeah.
And then they also had like those extent, you could see the beautiful console in a glass cabinet. Yeah. And then they'd have the controllers held by these really like a soft rubber.
Yeah.
MotorStorm Apocalypse.
MotorStorm!
Wow, MotorStorm Apocalypse.
Yep.
What features does the game have?
It's a 2011 racing game.
That's the third one in the series.
Developed exclusively for the PlayStation 3.
Okay, strike it from the record. It was never mentioned.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got to edit all this out so people don't think I'm not an Xbox 360 gamer.
Yeah.
Briefly revisiting playing video games at the store, though, I have very vivid memories of preventing two, I want to say like a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old brothers.
I thought you were going to say preventing two terrorist attacks in store using the skills that I gained from the game.
No, I remember preventing them from playing the demo of Blazing Angels.
What's
a
Blazing?
World War II fighter. Yeah, that game ruled. Awesome. I was so engaged in it, playing it in the toys in the video game section of Toys R Us. I must have been there for like 2, maybe 3 hours while they were patiently waiting to play. They had to leave.
That's so funny. That rules, dude. Yeah. Anyway, Motocross Madness is an awful game. It's not fun to play. There's only 3 levels that we played. and it looks ugly. Don't play it. Play Just Cause 2. 0 thumbs.
Wow.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Nice. What have you been playing, JD?
That is a really good question.
I think so too.
I have been playing Just Cause 2, but I've already spoken about that.
That's true.
Another game I have been playing, though, and one that is very Xbox 360.
Okay.
And one that I dabbled in the series on PS2 for a bit.
Okay.
And then when I made the jump to the Xbox 360 versions of these games, I was like, Mamma mia, I cannot believe what this game looks like now. And it's also the most late 2000s game imaginable.
I'm so excited.
And that is Burnout Revenge.
Oh, baby.
So I've played Burnout Paradise, which is a later game in the series. I have that on the Nintendo Switch. Very addictive, but it is open world, which... I was like, I don't know if I like that so much. Yeah. I kind of just like a menu.
You're
race.
Like, close the borders.
Yeah. Cars should not mix. No, I just like the idea of like, just like selecting a race, doing the race, back to a menu, select a different event I want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
That
big
should
time.
Be the real life. I should be able to live in my apartment.
Yeah.
When I open the door, I go to a menu and I get to choose where I go. And then I'm there after 3 minutes of loading.
There should be like big arrows preventing you from taking any turn other than the ones
you
need.
Invisible walls
need.
In your own life.
Yeah. Is Burnout Revenge where it's extremely destructible?
Oh, it's extremely destructible.
That's very exciting.
So there's a couple of different, I guess, race modes in it. So there's a regular race, there's a burning lap, which is basically just a time trial.
Cool.
But there's traffic obstacles and shortcuts and stuff like that. And there's also, and this is the main event for the game for me, crash events.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
Where they put you in a car that's got a bomb in it.
Yeah.
And then you got to slam into traffic and cause as much damage as possible. And then after a time limit, your car explodes, causing more damage.
That's so awesome.
It's almost like a drag race, right?
Yeah.
You have to go straight. Yeah.
Freak.
Cool. And at the end of every successful mission, when at the end you usually go, here are your points, and it breaks down.
Yeah.
It actually tells you the lives of the pedestrians that you killed. It tells you what their life was like and what their family were up to.
Yeah, that was a feature of the game that did surprise me. Yeah. It shows, similar to a film series you may be familiar with, Austin Powers.
Yeah, okay.
Similar.
Did you know there is a game that does something like that?
Is there?
Yeah, it's That's called, awesome. I think it was Army of Two. It was one of the Army of Two sequels. Army of Two,
wait,
Day of the Soledad or something like that.
Yeah. Right.
That's actually, I think that's the
that's
name.
Sicarios.
Yeah. It's something like Day of the, it's wow. the, or 30th Day, I think it's called.
Wow.
30 Days of Soldado.
So the game was filled with like moral choice sort of things where you could kill someone or save their life.
I remember.
And if you saved their life, it gave you a little montage of what they did with the rest of their life.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome. Wow. I remember that from because there's a point in that game, because these were games I was forced to play with a friend of mine back in the day.
Have the longer we do Xtember 360, it disturbs me what your teenage years were like.
Yeah.
You had the, like, it's like the seeds were planted for you to live the strongest of cuck lifestyles. But then at the end, you just veered into a different path.
Yeah.
Every story involves you playing a game where you don't want to play,
Absolutely.
Where your friend is just dragging you around. Or alternatively, you sit on the couch while they
watch
play
a friend
game.
Play a video game. Yeah, that was a lot of my gaming childhood. Yeah. But yeah, Army of Two, because my friend was like, dude, it's freaking awesome. We'll play it together. And I was like, I don't really like third-person shooters. And he's like, no, it's sick. So I played every Army of Two to completion.
You get to see what happens to the person's life if you spare them.
But
it's
I'm sure he also played it to completion.
Yeah, he did. But I remember in the 30 Days one, those scenes where you get to see what happened to their life was about a cheater. Because you had the moral...
Wait, guy that adulted on his wife? That's awesome. I would not spare him. I believe that should be a corporal punishment.
Adultery should result in the guillotine.
Chop your head off.
Someone she's a big believer of that.
Guillotine, but not for the head.
Whoa! Maybe a different kind of head.
Yeah. The bell ends.
Do you think you should give them the bell end as a warning? I mean, like, obviously it won't work as a warning, but I feel like there's a little extra...
You go, don't even think of it again, bucko. Here's your little pecker. Keep that in your front pocket, mate.
It's so easy to imagine a little basket full of knobs.
Very easy. Very
and in
easy.
Your mind, is the guillotine this sized for a neck, or is it little for a...
It's a little guillotine. It's the right size, but you can hear the sounds.
Yeah.
You just imagine, not only can you picture the bucket of knobs, you're like... I hear the sound.
Can you hear the people sing?
I just like the idea of just seeing just the cock with no knob. Just like just flat.
I like that too.
They cut the whole guy's body off.
Yeah.
Just the knob is left.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know what else is awesome? Burnout Revenge.
Yeah.
She is awesome.
Another thing that's a very big staple of this is it's got... late 2000s, very early 2010s alternative soundtrack.
Oh, nice. What is spinning?
A lot of hits. So we're getting things like a bit of Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Oh, yeah.
We got a little bit of Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy. Ooh. That makes a cut.
Oh.
We got a song that Hayden keeps singing and can't remember the name of. The band was The Bravery, though, but it was a remix of one of their songs.
Okay.
Just like a lot of just like... pop punk and emo hits, and then like a little bit of like the heavier stuff as well.
Yeah, that's mad.
It's the perfect soundtrack for just crashing your car into innocent civilians.
Yeah, that's the good
stuff. I believe
that. That's the good stuff.
There is like, even though there's a couple of types, some of the races feel pretty different. All the crash events feel pretty much exactly the same, but it's awesome every time, so it doesn't matter. You have a ranking system. The more stars you get, you build up your rank, which unlocks more races, and it starts from like dangerous and then like
Deadly,
and you know, like menace and things like that, which is awesome. I'm having a good time with it. You know, it has aged pretty well.
Yeah,
it feels like the most they could have done with this type of game before going open world, which You know, like I said, I think I prefer the Burnout games like this.
Yeah.
And taking down someone in a race is still so satisfying.
Yeah, that rules.
Slamming them into a wall and then it's like, take down. And then shows them in slow motion just eating the biggest shit you can imagine.
It's always a sort of a shame when like there's a mechanic in a game. It just made me think of the Mad Max game that like taking someone out. Where you're like,
do you know who made the Mad Max game?
What?
Same developers as Just Cause 2.
Whoa!
Congratulations to
Jackson turned his Jackson turned his hat back.
I was that surprised.
He was blown away.
Ash Ketchum about to have a difficult Pokemon fight.
Yeah.
You want to be even more amazed?
Yeah.
You talk about Mad Max?
Check out one of my t-shirts. Whoa,
Mad Max originally was released on cinemas the day before my birthday, but 20 years before I was born. Wow. Well, not 20 years. That's
but the day you were conceived. Yeah. You were a long gestation.
You stayed in there for ages.
I was admiring that Mad Max shirt when you first arrived.
It is great.
I don't know what those eyes are. I don't remember that.
What his name is?
Toe Cutter.
When he's dude.
It's weird.
It's good.
It's awesome. Mad Max, awesome movie.
Yeah but in the game.
Good game too.
Good. Yeah, great. Well, so.
I think it's good.
I like it, except it's too easy. That's what I didn't like.
Well, I found it hard, but I'm bad at games.
Well, I'm a true gamer, so. But that game, I liked that you had that shunting thing where you could slam to the side with your car. Mm. And I want that in more games, but it just kind of happened in Mad Max and then sort of never again for some reason.
I would love a new Burnout game. I think that...
Is it a dormant franchise?
I believe so. Like, the re-release of Burnout Paradise was, like, 2019 or something.
Far out, pre-COVID.
Yeah. Different times. People didn't even know what a freaking mask was.
Whoa, dude.
That would be a good Burnout game when everyone's in lockdown. The streets are ready for you to run
around.
Those trafficless days.
What would you call it? Burnout colon...
Colon coronavirus 19 lockdown.
Or maybe just call it Burnout 19.
Yeah. Burnout 19. That's good, dude.
Yeah, that is good. I don't really have any complaints about this game. It's very arcadey, obviously. Yeah. Would I get sick of the same formula if I just sat down and tried to knock it out as quick as possible? Yeah, probably, but I'm not, so hey.
Yeah, what you gonna do about it?
Yeah. But look.
How many thumbs?
Probably a light 4 thumbs.
A light 4. Light 4. Okay.
Lightful. It's enjoyable, but again, like, it's not... It doesn't have the depth of Just Cause 2.
But it's perfect for Xtember 360. It's the perfect
Xtember 360.
Playing
game.
A little bit of...
If only there was a storyline you could connect with.
Yeah, or maybe an open world to explore.
Yeah, whoa. That sounds awesome.
The opposite of everything I said before.
A character. I would love to get into the mind of a character.
Who is behind that wheel?
Who is Mr. Burnout?
I think in canon, I'm going to put Trevor the Maniac from GTA 5 behind all that.
He's the only psych I could imagine driving that way.
Yeah, he's just like, he's actually my favorite protagonist.
And he's funny because he's from Canada, even though you think he's a hillbilly from America.
He's quite smart. He's actually a really smart guy.
Yeah, that's true.
He's really wily. He's actually kind of a Rick when you think
about
it.
Yeah, he is Rick. He's Rick coded.
He is Rick coded.
I'm Morty coded.
Dude, bad news. You are Morty coded. Yeah.
I know. Let's just keep talking about this
joke. I'm Jerry coded.
No, you're Mr. Meeseeks coded.
That's awesome.
Jerry coded, if we're being honest.
You think Mr. Meeseeks ever had sex with anyone's wife?
Yeah, of course. Why would he not?
I assume that happened off screen, right?
I don't know, dude. To be honest, I've seen 4 episodes of Rick and Morty, and it's the first 4. So I don't even know who Mr. Meeseeks is outside of Fortnite.
I don't know what that is. Who is Meeseeks?
He's like a blue guy, right?
They have a box and you press the box and he turns up and he says, "Hey, I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me." And you can ask him to do anything and he'll do it for you.
That's what that show's about?
Well, that's what that episode is about. Wow, but yeah, more really or less.
Awesome. Every episode a different Meeseeks shows up. They got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool Rick stuff. And Morty, classic television program. Yeah.
Would you say it's as good as or better than How I Met Your Mother? Rank them.
How I Met Your Mother has lasted the test of time.
That's true.
When I say Barney, people say Stinson. And then I say Barney and they say Stinson. Barney Stinson. Stinson. Barney Stinson. Stinson.
Yeah.
And Stinson.
Yeah, I just think it's awesome that it's impossible to get a bad photo of Barney. Even if he's sneezing, he's just there, just in his tie.
That's true, dude. The bro code.
Yeah, dude.
And don't get me started about that French horn.
Oh, where the frick did that pineapple come from?
Oh, how about we get together and eat some sandwiches later?
Whoa!
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother 1, Rick and Morty 2.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, because like Rick and Morty's just got Rick and Morty. How I Met Your Mother's got
got a me-sync.
And Mr. Me-sync. Me-syncs. where you know, How I Met Your Mother's got Barney.
Yeah.
They got Robin. They got Ted.
They got Ted.
Marshall.
And
Lily.
Lily, that's right. That's right.
And don't forget the taxi driver from the first episode that pops up every now and then.
Great guy. I would actually go as far as to say is Marshall and Lily, they're my OTP.
Whoa. Mine are Pam and...
Jim,
yeah. I was going to say
The Office,
Greg.
Great TV show.
Great show. The Office is really
good. The pranks that Dwight gets up to, dude. He put that freaking stapler in Jell-O.
Dude, that's so funny.
Dwight didn't do that. It happened to Dwight.
Yeah. You've been just added as a guy who doesn't know what's happening in The Office.
And
dude,
it happened in episode one.
It's pretty embarrassing.
One episode of The Office.
I've never been more embarrassed to be on this podcast
with
you.
It's like, fuck all.
It's like you don't even know the joke where they replace Jim with a different guy.
Yeah, Randall Park.
He knows it. Yeah. He knows the
He's
joke.
Back.
He
He's
knew
recovered.
Exactly the actor.
Yeah.
He's recovered. Thank God.
You might know him, listeners, from the MCU.
That's
the
true.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay,
oh,
nice.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
We're learning today.
Yeah.
Seek Cinematic Universe.
Whoa. Now that's a universe I would sign up for.
Yeah, I can get behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, lightful thumbs for Burnout Revenge. Nice. But it's a good time. Adam, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Just Cause 2.
Whoa! Is that so?
I thought I'd be getting a bit more Halo in. I haven't. gotten any Halo in.
We haven't opened Halo once.
You really cannot be overstated how much it has consumed us at this Airbnb. Hayden, still play it.
What is the island nation that Just Cause 2 takes place on?
It's a fictional one. Sorry. Yeah. No,
it's your review. If anything, I should be apologizing to you for jumping in.
Well, no, I was going to say I actually don't even know the name because we've really not been paying
Panal
attention.
Panal, the name Panal. Of... Which is similar to the band from, I believe, Sydney, Australia. Panal. They collaborated with Elton John.
That's crazy.
I can't remember that, but it was spelled slightly differently.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
It wasn't based on Just Cause 2.
No. Panal in the band doesn't have the A.
Are they still active?
Yeah, that Elton John collaboration was recent.
Get him on the show, I reckon.
Yeah, let's find out. I'll call him.
Okay.
You guys obsessive Just Cause 2. Do you want to come review it on our podcast?
Have you been finding it, Adam?
I've been... All right, so I think the fact that we're playing it kind of as a group, basically... Yes. Mm. And anytime a cutscene comes up, we skip it. Mm-hmm. And we play it with the audio basically down, only loud enough that we can hear if we're being shot at.
Yes.
I think that has really increased my enjoyment
I
of this game.
That.
Because, wow, when I hear people talking, the game is racist. Wow.
Well, that is true.
It is a tricky situation with Just Cause 2 because it is a fictional Southeast Asian country.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the voice acting does make me concerned that despite the Asian accent, not Asian voice actors.
Well, Hayden was looking this up earlier, and would you believe that the voice acting cast, not entirely of Asian descent.
Yeah,
there is white characters in the game.
There's a couple.
I know, I don't know if they're... Anyway.
I think it's worth pointing out that one of the missions is called Fry Me to the Moon.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. But that's like a racist accent.
Oh, okay, I thought it was
instead of the Alatinar.
Oh, dude, I didn't even catch that. I was
me
like,
neither until Hayden was like, oh, this, I'm looking it up and people are like, hey, what the hell?
Wow.
So... It is a racist game, but it's very fun.
I'm going to lodge my first yikes on the podcast.
Not an Alexi yikes. Yeah. We'll never recover.
Yikes.
It's also...
Bigger podcasts than ours have been taken down by an Alexi yikes. So this, I'm sweating.
I hope we can body it, dude.
Yeah, yikers.
Whoa, not a yikers. My hat's going backwards again.
It's also got a bit of the same problem that I mentioned. I had this in the Ghost Recon game I was playing a while back where... It's like, oh, you're with the CIA here to topple a government.
Yeah.
How bad somewhere in the
that?
Global South, which is great to see. It rules. That is a very fun thing that they make you the main character do.
Yeah. Mm. But how fun's the game?
Oh, the gameplay is incredible. I will admit, though, there are quite a few annoying moments where when you're trying to like 100% an outpost or something like that, they don't give you extra items, so you've got to hunt and find every single
That's
item.
Killer.
It's very annoying.
And yeah, I was complaining about that on the last episode when I was reviewing Just Cause 2. When you're like, I want 100% this whole military base, but like, where the hell is the like last bit of armor or whatever? And it's just a nightmare to find it.
I really appreciate the game is very good at understanding gameplay wise. It's understanding, it's very good at understanding some of its drawbacks or flaws, inabilities, in if you will. So the aiming is basically non-existent in the game, but the auto aim is very generous to compensate. Yeah. The game basically, any enemy that you might be looking at, the game gives you a little icon, a little red icon. It's like, this is the one you want, right? Yeah. And then you'll be like, yes, that is exactly the one I want. You pull the trigger and the game's like, don't worry, you're shooting them.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I just saw, because Dusha was looking it up, the protagonist's name from Just Cause is Rico Rodriguez, which is also the name of the actor that played Manny in in Modern Family.
Holy shit. Manny, is Modern Family a Just prequel? Origin story?
A prequel to the actor?
Rico Rodriguez. He's going to grow up to... overthrow a government under questionable terms.
That's it. He drops the puppy fat and goes crazy. He's my favorite actor.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was he does the overthrowing, then he incredible makeup to make him look like a child.
To go as a chubby child to stay to have a peaceful life.
Infiltrates a modern family. Or maybe, that's his like... what do you call it? That's his, like, witness protection.
Yeah, I play a chubby child actor. That's what I did to get out of the spotlight.
If I was a TV exec, I would pitch a TV show that's Manny from Modern Family and Brick from The Middle.
Oh, Brick Heck.
Brick Heck. And Manny, I can't remember his surname, but I think they would make a great duo.
Yeah, detective duo.
Oh, yes.
Modern day Sherlock and Watson. I said Sherlock and Holmes. That's one guy.
That's good. Yeah. If you've got Sherlock from the TV show Sherlock and then Holmes from Elementary. That's a good show.
Oh my god!
I imagine what a conversation between House and Sherlock Holmes would look like.
Dude, I don't think
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's actually awesome to think about. Okay. Sherlock would be like, "I'm going into my mind palace," and House would hit him on the head with a pen, being like,
"It's lupus."
It's not lupus.
I don't know when it's lupus.
Hey,
dude.
Treat him for this. It's like, but his kidneys are shutting down. He's like, wrong.
They're shutting up.
House is awesome.
House is awesome.
Good.
Problematic fave.
Yeah.
Nah, it's safe as hell. It's awesome.
It's safe as houses, dude. It's in the name.
It's awesome that they're like, hey, we're going to make... What if we updated Sherlock Holmes in modern times? His name's House. And his friend? Well, that's not Watson. That's Wilson.
Well, a house is a modern home.
Whoa! What are you saying?
Nah, that can... How does Cuddy fit in, though? She's hot, dude.
That's cool. Awesome, man. That's really cool.
What does everyone think about the finale of Modern Family? I think that they wrapped it up in too sad of a way. It made the family look like they were never going to see each other again. But that's not how a family operates.
That's for some families.
They killed Manny.
They killed Manny.
In a skydiving accident.
His parachute didn't open.
It was a revenge killing from what he did in Just Cause.
The government of Panal took him down.
Yeah. They finally found him. Like, hang on, this long-running TV show.
He was hiding in plain sight with Phil Dunphy.
Final scene of the show is just...
Greetings from Panal.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah,
cuts to black, like in The Sopranos, and no one knows what happened.
What happened to Manny, Modern Family?
I think Manny lived. You're stupid, mate, if you think that's what happened.
It's actually a riff on The Godfather.
He goes to the toilet, you'll see that there's a gun hidden inside there, like in The Godfather.
I thought you were... It's like The Godfather, he's chasing someone through with the orange mouth.
Peel.
Yeah, the orange peel mouth, and has a heart attack.
It's funny to imagine Rico Rodriguez, the child actor, having a heart attack for some reason. I don't know. I didn't make that up. I just noticed that it's funny to imagine that guy have a heart attack.
It is funny.
It is funny to imagine Manny from Modern Family having a heart attack.
Like in The Godfather. It actually is funny. Imagine him in a little tomato garden, clutching his chest and falling over and dying.
It's really funny.
He would say that.
So, Adam, how's Josh Scores do?
That's all right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, in my
problematic fave.
Yeah, yeah, problematic fave. Problematic fave. Absolutely enjoying it more because I'm not really paying attention.
Absolutely. I you're think the gameplay.
I'm going to give it... I want to give it 4 thumbs. It's out of 5, right?
Yeah, yeah, correct.
I want to give it 4 thumbs, but I don't think I can. I think I'm going to have to give it 3.5.
You can give it four problematic thumbs.
Yeah, four thumbs.
All right, I'll go 4 problematic thumbs.
Yeah, that's
hey,
fair.
Hey, if
yeah.
I can sit here last week and say Killer is Dead is awesome, even though there's missions where you have to perv on characters.
Yeah.
That's like the whole thing.
Ouchie,
I can give that 4. Yeah, it's, yeah.
No,
it's
okay.
All right.
Ouchie Wouchie is right, dude.
For four problem thumbs. Try four saying that thumb. Five times fast.
Okay, 4 problematic thumbs, 4 problematic thumbs, 4 problematic thumbs, 4 problematic thumbs.
One of those thumbs was thumbs. Not a plural, I noticed.
You messed
got
it up.
Got that wrong.
CinemaSins.
Here, play Just Cause.
Yes.
Awesome.
You want another go at that one?
Yeah, let me come around and hit that.
Say that 7 times. See how you do it.
Just Cause. No, looking up the 3rd and 4th one, they do seem like they are just...
They made more?
Yeah, yeah,
there's four Just Causes.
Yeah, holy four.
Fourth one came out in 2018.
Just Fours.
Just Fours, yeah. They should have called it.
Wow.
Just Cause 4 adds balloons, which is crazy, because in the last episode, me and Hayden were like, you should be able to attach balloons to your car and make them float, and we got mocked mercilessly.
Sick.
But that's added in Just Cause 4, and Just Cause 4 also adds tornadoes.
Whoa.
Oh no, I didn't notice this. Isn't there like a weather like you can shoot, you can fight with weather.
Yeah, you can fight, you get a weather gun in
and
Just Cause 4.
Alexi, I don't know if you've noticed this about Just Cause, but the name actually has a couple of different meanings.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, because one, I'm assuming one of them is there's a just cause.
Yeah.
Because he is, I'm guessing, from the American government kind of destroy a progressive government that's been instilled in a country, is my guess.
Yeah.
So they're seeing that as a just cause for political action.
But you can also do pretty much anything in the game.
And why would that reason be?
Just cause.
Yeah, that's
nice. Also, I found out due to our Instagram comments of the first episode of Xtember 3 Sydney.
Yeah.
360. Still struggling with that name, which is crazy because it's so easy to say.
A breeze.
Mm. That also, the US occupation of Panama was also called Operation Just Cause. So it's actually three
references. Triple meaning. Triple meaning.
A triple prong with the back and a title.
Like a pitchfork. The devil's pitchfork, which is what I think of the American government. Yes.
Wow.
Got him. Yeah. Got their
I think
ass.
That's really brave.
I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I think that's going to take them down, I reckon. Yeah.
If we can survive an Alexi yikes, we can survive the full force of the American government. Alexi, what have you been playing?
Well, what have I been playing? Well, to be completely honest, last night, the bunch of us had a spectacular evening.
We truly did.
One of the best.
So good.
One of the best.
Wonderful night out on the town. We went
7 thumbs.
Yeah, definitely a 7-thumbed meal. We went around to Burwood Chinatown, which is a wonderful dining precinct in Sydney. And adjacent to Burwood Chinatown, there is a recreational bar / pub / darts / 10-pin bowling venue plus snooker hall, but also it's got a few arcade games. So we went mucking around on those arcade games.
Was good.
Boy,
there
did
was
we.
Some highlights and some lowlights. And the absolute lowlight was a game that Hayden and I played called... Wicked Tuna.
Wicked Tuna.
Wicked Tuna. Okay. It's based on the popular, I assume, reality show that ran so far for 12 seasons.
Oh my
what
God.
I just
hell?
Learned that now. I didn't
what
even know it was based on a reality show. 12 seasons
that
so far.
That started in 2011 then.
That's a lot of tuna. That's,
well, they could have been doing 7 seasons a year for 2 years. We don't know.
True.
But this is a wonderful, really wonderful simulator.
Yeah.
If you've ever wanted to find out what it was like to fish for tuna on the high seas... This is absolutely the game for you.
Okay.
And what you do in this game is you put in $2.30 worth of credits.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You tap, you get a little, you have to go to a little machine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have to tap your credit card against it and choose how much cash you want to be put on a new card you're going to be getting.
Right.
That actually cannot be used as currency anywhere else in the world apart from this bar, I think.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you get that. And then you can select 30. If you do $30, you get actually $40 on a card. So it's
that's a pretty good deal.
Incredible deal.
Really one of the best.
Incredible deal. If you were to put $200 on there, you get $150 back on extra on the card. So it's
$350 card. That's just good value.
That's good money.
So I went for that. I went for that option and I played probably $100 worth of this game last night.
Wow.
It was really fascinating because the control, like the whole arcade, it's an open one. It doesn't have a roof on it. Some of those arcades have a roof as if you're entering a vehicle of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
This is immersive. You're out on the high seas.
Oh, yeah.
You've got two giant rods. Like fishing rods.
Yeah.
Three for me. Three giant rods. including my huge member.
Oh my God.
My huge stiffened penis.
When you saw Wicked Tuna, you could not help but contain your
stiff. You were stiff.
I said, humana, daddy like.
And then chubbed up for all to see.
I chubbed it. And then you basically, you have to cast your thing. And the way you cast it.
cast your member.
But the way you cast your...
Member.
No, rod? What's called a game?
Real?
Yeah, maybe.
Rod?
You cast line?
Line. Thank you. The three pieces of the rod. We finally got to it. But you wait, the way you cast your line, you would think it's pretty exciting because you've got like quite a realistic rod
there.
Yeah. So it must be like, wow, you can do something cool with it. No, just a button on the thing. You press a button, not even on the rod. It's just like on the panel.
Yep.
You press it and it goes out there. And then you have to rock your rod back and forth because your little sinker goes down. The little hook goes down. You've got to try and hook a fish.
Okay.
And you can see a little camera shot of the thing going down there. I can't really tell how you're meant to do it, but you just go shake it back and forth because I actually could never see the hook.
Yep.
I never saw the hook. You hook the fish somehow and then you got to try and reel it back in really fast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, really fast. And then sometimes a shark can come and try and eat you. Or eat the fish.
Yeah.
Eat you is intense.
That's scary.
I don't think it's eat you. It eat the fish.
Okay. Yeah. It eat the fish.
I actually would say was one of the times in my life where I've had the least amount of fun.
Yeah,
I actually really hated this game.
Real bottom of the barrel.
Do you think you would have had more fun? Would this have been an improvement if it was the shark attacks you and next to the rod there's like a time crisis gun?
Wow.
And while managing collecting the fish, routinely you need to use the gun to fend off the shark.
That would be
awesome if you're like, okay, it's a fishing game. Why is there a gun here? I guess I'll never find out. It must just be something here.
Yeah.
But it's actually a shark attack simulator, not a fish one. But the gentleness of the fishing game is to lure you in. So it's more immersive when you have to take the life of a bigger beast than yourself to protect you and your family.
Arcade games don't have two peripheries, and they could so easily.
They could do it.
Yeah,
they could do it.
It's cool. And especially,
is an arcade game that I like. It's not even, the name is not on the tip of my tongue. I will never get it even if someone said it. But there is definitely one that is basically the Crazy Taxi setup. So a wheel, but you're standing up, not sitting down. That also has a gun.
That's awesome.
Oh, you know what has that?
What?
Freak.
This is crazy. This is an unlocked memory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a game I don't think I ever even played. But I read the reviews from the official Xbox magazine.
Uh-huh.
There was a Starsky and Hutch video game.
What?
You know what? That is exactly what I was thinking of.
Whoa.
There's a Starsky and Hutch video game where you can play it with the steering wheel and a light gun if you have to shoot around.
Yeah, there was an arcade version of it that was at my local cinema that I eventually ended up getting a job at myself.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, when I did work there, the Starsky and Hutch arcade cabinet was no longer. It was replaced with Time Crisis 3.
Was it a Starsky and Hutch arcade cabinet based on the movie or the TV show?
It was based on the Ben Stiller.
Yes, okay. Just checking.
Owen Wilson? Yeah, Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Jason Bateman.
Oh, my God. All-star cast.
Yes. Is that the one Just Do It comes from? Not
Do It.
That's it, yes.
Do It.
Do It.
Snoop Dogg, he's also in it?
Yeah, Huggy Bear.
He's Huggy Bear.
That's awesome.
That is
awesome
cool
movie.
Yeah, Snoop I think it's really good. Same director as Joker. Awesome. Yeah.
Todd Phillips.
Yeah.
Todd Phillips loves to remake stuff.
He loves making movies that have already been done.
Yeah.
Yeah, good on him.
Because old school's Fight Club.
Yeah.
Joker is Taxi Driver / King of Comedy.
And
people
also
say Taxi Driver, but it's actually more King of Comedy.
It's more King of Comedy.
I'll tell you what movie it's actually like. There's this movie, a Chilean film called Tony Manero.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah.
Let me describe the plot of this movie. It's a grungy kind of grindy movie.
Yeah.
It's set in 1970s Chile.
A man who is obsessed with a certain film.
He's obsessed with a film. The film is Saturday Night Fever.
Whoa.
And there is a competition on the local TV talk show in the 1970s of who can do the best Tony Manero impression from Saturday Night Fever. And he goes on and he kills the talk show host.
Whoa!
Yeah. Does that sound like a movie?
Yeah, that sounds that sounds like a little movie called Joker.
It sounds like it's finna be a movie, dude.
Dude, it's finna be that. Like that. Todd Phillips' first film was a G.G. Allen documentary.
And that's apparently it's very good.
Hated, yeah. I have acquired it, but haven't seen it.
Okay.
It interests me greatly. But I just haven't found time.
That's fascinating, dude.
It's like the Karen Carpenter film, Superstar, I think it's called.
Yeah,
the one that was made with
Karen
Barbies.
Yeah.
I've just...
Another Todd's.
Oh, yeah, different Todd.
Todd Haynes.
Yeah.
Todd's make good movies, it's true.
Todd's are the best in the game. Best in the
Todd
game.
Todd Phillips, Todd Haynes.
Todd Solondz.
Yes. It's Todd.
Come on.
Sweeney
Come on.
Todd.
Oh.
Tim Burton movie. Awesome movie.
I'm going to make you into pies.
But we were in this
Beautiful
arcade.
Singing voice.
We were in this arcade for a while.
Yeah.
And the games were not that crash hot.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
very disappointed that we did not. I really wanted to play a few of them. The Halo arcade game.
Oh, yeah.
Because you and I
would have
talked
loved that.
Online for many years about how much we have a shared love for Halo.
Yes. Yeah, you're the Halo brothers.
And so I was like, hopefully there's one of these here. We can play it. And it wasn't there. Have you played
Devastated.
It?
I haven't. No, I think it's the only Halo. I think, yeah, literally the only Halo game I haven't played. I literally camped out and waited for years because there is like a...
Camped out and waited for years?
Years.
There is
camped
a game...
Camped out by renting an apartment near... Yeah.
There is a game called Spartan Assault,
yeah.
Which is... Mm. It was exclusive to Windows or Microsoft came out with like a tablet and this game was exclusive to that tablet.
Whoa.
I waited with bated breath. I had like a Google alert that told me when it came out on PC. I waited until I got that Google alert. Then I finally bought and played Spartan.
You've done it all.
Was it worth the wait?
It was atrocious. Awful
game. That's
awful.
Exciting.
Damn. Well, Halo Fireteam Raven is... a cooperative arcade sci-fi shooting game from Arcade Legends Raw Thrills.
Hey, they made the Jurassic Park game we played that you said that was an unenjoyable experience.
Yeah, that was shit house too. It's quite similar to the Halo game. Yeah. Actually quite similar. Except you can't use the Needler.
What's the bloody point?
Yeah, you got to use the Needler.
Yeah.
You got a Needle.
That's why the Halo arcade game will forever be superior to the Jurassic Park one.
Yeah.
And there's so many interesting things about this game. I'm looking at it right now. The game features 113-inch panoramic 4K display, 4-player action with force feedback guns, 5.1 surround sound, exclusive stats and rewards for players who link their Xbox Live gamertag slash account via QR code.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, that is the features of the game.
That's gaming.
What can I ask? Does it say there... The actual gun that you hold, what does it look like? Because
Let me find a picture.
It's the assault rifle.
I would
it?
I'm imagining
the
assault rifle.
If it looks like the assault rifle, I will shit my entire body out my asshole.
Rico Rodriguez went out. You can't do that.
Yeah, when the camera's cut off through his fatal heart attack, he shit his entire body out of his asshole.
Yeah, it looks like an assault rifle.
Oh, okay. I'm letting you know. Y'all are gonna want to leave the room.
Oh boy! Gross. No. And I've only played it once, and I can't remember if it's got like a LED on the gun to show you how much bullets you got left in it. Because that would be quite
Adam's
cool.
melting.
I'll be honest. I actually don't think it does. Okay. But
imagine guts went back in.
It's a good looking cabinet, man. You just sit in versions, sit out versions, and stuff.
Holy!
I think there's one in there's one for sure. Surely there's one.
Yeah.
At the time zone?
Yeah, the time zone at near Fortress.
Yeah. We might have to go on a quick Sydney adventure.
What's my next review is going to be?
Yeah. Adam, I think I also know a place where it is located in Melbourne.
Holy shit.
So, look, the options, options are endless.
Yeah.
Just quickly with Wicked Tuna.
Oh, yeah.
So I've looked up the TV show. It did run for 12 seasons and did start in 2012, which doesn't add up, but that's what Google's telling me.
Two seasons a year, maybe?
Yeah, it's awesome.
But Google's given me just a scattershot of reviews under the headline, Why to Watch.
Okay.
It's fascinating, exciting, and unpredictable. Do you think the game was any of those things?
No, it was quite predictable, and it was not fascinating, and I was freaking bored to tears playing it.
Now, Alexi, I know that there is a couple of things you may have forgotten with Thumb Cramps, but this is a Safer Schools podcast.
We've been letting them slide, but you've been Jeffing pretty hard.
Actually, how many times?
No, that was number three.
Jeff. Third Jeff.
Can you cut them out?
I can bleep them.
You can bleep you can make the noise if you want.
Noise.
That's a fun little feature.
It's so fun.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Well, do you want to make the noise now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frick.
Perfect.
That's safe for school.
Frick's safe for school.
Yeah.
You frickin' kids. You can say that.
Yeah. I'll hit you. I'm the teacher and I will hit you.
I'll hit you, you frickin' kids. I'll kill each and every one of you.
And then I'll have sex with your mom.
You can say that in a school.
Yeah. That's
I'm the principal
safe.
And I'll sleep with all your moms and some of your dads.
A generation from now, I am going to be in charge of a school of my children.
Then, just going back, Common Sense Media said, I was ready to stop watching Wicked Tuna, but I'm enjoying it again this season. Wow. Keep it this way and I will be a fan.
What?
I will
could
be a
have
fan.
Changed? What could have changed between seasons?
I wonder how much cash these tuna fishers got to make this freaking arcade license. Freaking arcade license.
And I guess just finally one last review, and this one's all this is one that I think if you're thinking about playing Wicked Tuna, because this is a Safer Schools podcast, definitely just established.
Yeah.
This is something to keep in mind for all the people out there. And maybe, you know, like children that may be interested in this game.
Yeah.
Great educational show.
Okay.
But the hosts are not always good role models for the kids.
Oh, no.
Why?
What do they do?
What are they doing out there?
We'll never know.
Crack.
I mean, killing creatures on God's earth.
Yeah, that's right.
Kill a tuna, smoke a crack pipe. Live the dream.
I sincerely hope they fight as many sharks in the show as you fight in the game.
That would be great.
Well, there was only one per round, so not that many
one
sharks.
One per episode is a lot of sharks.
Yeah.
He was awful. I'll give it half a knuckle on a thumb or something like that.
Yeah, half a knuckle and a thumb.
Yeah. No, on a thumb.
Half a knuckle on a thumb.
Yeah, so like so a quarter.
A quarter of a thumb.
A quarter of a thumb. Wow, so not quite great. That. So slightly higher than zero, but not
but
much.
Not,
this has been a low episode.
It's been low. Yeah. Low numbers.
Especially for four hosts. All four guests. The podcast just exists and whoever's there does it.
Thumbcrabs would exist even if none of us were here.
Yeah.
You just
of
don't record an episode next week and go, hang on, one came out. What the?
Oh my God. Huh? I was right. And Jackson, speaking of guests, is there someone at the door?
I think there is. I'll just go let them in. Come in. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Ads. How you doing, Alexi? I'm here to deliver ads to the podcast.
Oh, it's cool. What are you bringing to the podcast?
Oh, well, we'll find out when the ads happen.
Okay.
But other than that, I bring my ineffable charm.
Yeah, I'm meeting you for the first time. I think this is one of the most fabulous men.
I was actually, in 2021, I was voted the world's most fabulous man.
Wow.
What a trophy.
I keep the trophy on the front dash of my car.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's dangerous because sometimes I brake really quickly and it flies back and hits me in the middle of the forehead.
And you better hope you don't get into a car accident because you probably will die anyway, but it might be even more difficult with this dashboard.
I am concerned.
The amount of automotive accidents surrounding this podcast is scarily high.
It's skyrocketing. Yeah. It's skyrocketing. Well, I'll leave the ads with you, and I've got places to be. All right, so I'll see you around. Goodbye, everybody.
See you later.
Bye, Mr. Ads.
Bye, Mr. Ads.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage.
Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Why does he have the trophy near his head? He could have it near the passenger.
Yeah,
he's a baffling man.
Yeah, he's an very enigma.
Charming. Very charming. Oh yeah. Exudes. He's got it. You know, he's an it
the
man.
X. Yeah, yeah.
He's got when the X factor. He's it man.
He's it man, dude. That's what I said when I saw him. He's it man.
Speaking of people with X factor,
yeah,
it's time for me to head over to the Thumb Cramps emails.
Oh, okay.
So these people have emailed us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. And they've just sent us their thoughts.
That's okay, lovely of them. Good on them, I think.
So this one is from Matthew, who is not a coward and included their name.
Brave.
G'day, Matthew.
Dearest gamer boyfriends and cherished guests, not only would I not be able to have sex or jerk out a load to your wonderful podcast.
Okay.
Oh.
I also have a hard time listening.
Probably a bit baffling for you.
I think
I actually have been messaged about an email relating to this.
Okay,
in
I'm
a
sorry.
Group chat that we're all part of.
Yeah. I'm sorry to have interrupted. Please continue.
I also have a hard time even listening to it in front of others.
Okay.
Today I pulled up to a stoplight and my windows were down. The lady next to me also had lowered windows. Thumb Cramps began to play. It got about
on hers?
No,
that would be very exciting.
That would be awesome. That'd be destiny. You'd have to marry that woman.
Yeah. Holy shit.
It got about 5 seconds into the ad voiced at the start by frequent guest Adam Cannavale.
Whoa.
When I realized what was happening and quickly grabbed my phone to pause the podcast out of fear of dying of embarrassment if it played any further. I hadn't listened to the episode yet, so I had no idea how Xtember 360 would start. Basically, I'm a coward despite the fact I included my name. In quick summation, your podcast is an embarrassment. Good job.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very funny. That's it's.
I think I remember that ad from memory. I talked something about being incredibly sad as a human being.
Wow.
I think I get into some real dark places in that.
It's
ad.
A dark it's ad. It's
yeah.
dark.
It's a dark ad. Yeah.
May I ask? Did you read that infamous email on the podcast?
No. Okay, we never actually got to that infamous email. One that I. Look, I don't know why I didn't read it out. I'll try and track it down.
No, don't.
Oh, whoa. Don't read it. Okay.
Don't read it. But I thought this was someone doing a reference to the infamous email.
No.
Lots of people.
Lots of people. It's a kind of constant discussion about whether or not you jerk your dick off to this podcast.
Yeah.
Or jerk your pussy off, whatever's going on down there.
Yeah. Some people. So we've decided that about.
Or jerk your anus.
Yeah, you can jerk your anus off.
You can jerk any part of your body to this podcast. Yeah. That's legal.
Yeah, we figure that 30% of our audience are gamers, 60% are comedy podcast fans, comedy bit strong.
Pretty much.
And 10% are listening to it solely to jerk off their dick or nuts.
Mm, yeah.
Dick or nuts.
Dick or nuts.
Jerking off your nuts is brave,
Yeah, dude. It's kind of like
it feels awesome. I'm trying it now. I like how it feels.
Yeah, like it's kind of like milking a cow. You just tuggle the nuts enough and then cum comes out.
Well, you see the cow get milked, but they're not touching the other. It's more like the exact other thing that you said.
Stroking one's nuts the way you stroke your chin and beard.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm. Adam, this is an email. The next email, it's from Lucas.
Hey, mm-hmm. Lucas.
Hi, Lucas. I'm reading this one out.
I directed Star Wars.
Yeah, it's George Lucas.
My first name is George. I directed Star Wars.
He sent this from the Adelaide fast food court.
My favorite is the honey soy chicken. I really like it.
Do they only have the one? The Adelaide fast food court?
Yeah.
So Lucas has heard your call out, I believe, because this email, I feel like it may be a little secret message in there.
Okay.
Hello, video game boyfriends and sexy guests.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Just a couple of questions. What's the opposite of close?
Okay.
Adam, would you like to answer these questions?
The opposite of close, that'd be far, right?
And what is the male version of a queen?
Okay.
King?
Yeah, okay.
And what is the opposite of heaven?
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah.
Now, Adam, if you could say all of your answers together really quickly.
Well, that'd be far, king, hell.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, team. They from Lucas. Yeah.
Lucas snuck one under the radar.
Yeah,
that's you could awesome. Say that one, though, because that's three separate words, each of them allowed to be said in a school.
If that sounded like a swear, that's actually on your dirty brain.
Yeah, yeah, you got a filthy
you got a filthy mind.
Filthy gray matter.
Yeah.
And now, with the emails out of the way, it's time to head over to the reviews of Thumb Cramps, because
I love this part.
I don't know if you're aware, but you can actually review all podcasts in whatever podcast app you're listening to the podcast in.
You can do it right now. What else are you doing?
Yeah.
All right, I'm reviewing it right now.
Yeah, good. See, Alexi's doing it. What are you doing, Adam?
What? Sorry, I spaced out for a sec. I was thinking about other ways I could get... Anyway,
I can't review my library's updating. So.
Yeah, that's okay. You tried. And listeners, you have all the time in the world. So if your library is updating, you can wait.
Done, you can give us 5 stars.
Yeah, like these people have. Because if you give us a 5-star review, we will read it out on the podcast regardless.
Whatever you say.
So Zeb, Zeb, Zeb.
Great name.
Five stars.
Okay.
G'day, Zeb.
Which is the name of the review. And also 5 stars is the amount of... stars have given in the review.
Okay.
5 out of 5,000 stars for this smelly podcast.
Whoa.
That's nice. Rude. Wow.
They don't know for sure that it's smelly.
Yeah.
That's an educated guess at best.
And this next one, 5 stars from Nessa. The most attentive gaming. And then I think it says dot, dot, dot. I'm assuming podcast is the next word, but I can't say for sure.
Okay.
School friendly, ambulance friendly, surgery friendly. What more could you ask for in a video game review podcast? Nothing. Don't believe me? Give these boys and their effervescent guest a listen with your dirty ear holes.
Wow. That's true. Lovely That's true. Review.
Nice. Beautiful reviews. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So again, if you're listening to the podcast and you haven't reviewed it, 5 stars, do that then. And then when people come in and they look at the podcast and it's got 1,000 5-star
they'll
reviews.
They'll be like, I gotta listen to this shit.
They'll be like,
oh, yuck.
We'll get wrongfully invited to things.
Yeah, that's what you want for us, right?
Schools.
Yeah, we'll be talking at schools. Hey, you stupid goddamn kid.
Pay attention in school.
I'm gonna come into that crowd and punch you in the face. You make me sick to look at.
You're sitting cross-legged, so when I get over there and I punch directly down, I will push your head into your chest, and there is nothing you can do.
You could try and run, but you will not be quick enough.
I am a grown man. You are children.
And they let you do that if it's an educational
podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you've got 1,000 5-star reviews,
you can do whatever you
want. They let you do that.
Yeah, you get the keys to the city.
That's true.
Yeah.
And if you want to send us an email, hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at thumbcrampspod.
Yeah.
There's good stuff there.
There's good stuff
there. We post photos.
You can see what we look like.
Yeah.
If you don't know already, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And speaking of awesome things, Alexi, where can we find you?
You can find me currently on the Wikipedia page for Rico Rodriguez actor as I'm trying to learn more things about him to see what he is up to in his 25 years of life. But until then, you can find me on the podcast Special Features with Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos. I have returned to the Realm of Podcasting wonderful sabbatical.
Yeah, nice.
And I love it. I'm glad to be back in the game. I'm working in podcasts as a career once again.
Woo!
Nice.
And I am working on another podcast too that will eventually see the light of day.
That's exciting.
That's very cool.
Not only are you back with a podcast in Special Features, but you're back twice a week.
We're doing twice a week. We're testing now, seeing how it goes.
That's
so we do one episode at the start of the week talking about news in the realm of popular culture.
Mm.
And then the second episode in the week, we'll do something that's a little bit sillier, goofier. For example, we just found a strange list on IMDb called Male Celebrities Hotter and More Talented Than Leonardo DiCaprio. Come on, ladies, or something. And then we, honestly, the girl. Girls, that's what it's called, actually.
Yep.
Honestly, girls. It's a list of 599 names, and we talk about probably 10 of them.
Yeah, that's fair. That's awesome. And Adam, where can we find you?
You can find me basically the same places, but also
special features.
Special features. He's
lurking.
I'm in the background. I am the special feature.
Oh, that makes sense.
But most specifically, you can find me at Retro Archetype on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, probably other places, or as the host of D&D is for Nerds, yes. Our D&D podcast. If you search D&D is for Nerds, it's thank God it's popular enough that we're typically the first result.
Yeah. Yep.
But also Beyond the Map, you will need to specifically go to our website to find that one. It's too generic a term otherwise.
Yeah, hell yeah. And Hayden, where can we find you?
I'm playing Just Cause 2, baby. Woo!
He just crashed his plane.
Looks like he
did me.
No, because I saw you crash your plane, I think in the same spot like 2 minutes ago.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And until next time, gamers, keep on gaming and go maybe finger your Xbox.
Oh,
okay. Oh my God.
Wow. Wow. Dude, all right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.